Welcome to another episode of
Reliability Road Rash.
Leadership and popcorn? What the H-E double hockey sticks? All right, now, when you're trying to set up your reliability team for success, you're always looking for new ways, new ideas, and you're really trying to get out of that status quo rut. What about some popcorn? Yeah, some of the areas that you're trying to improve could be around the reward program. Now, this is an area that I personally struggle in, and I have constant battles with myself over. I'm going to take you back, way back to my childhood in the 70s and 80s. Yeah, the time of Hot Wheels and Big Wheels and Bell Bottoms and mullets. Showing my age here. In my home where I grew up, treats were rewards. You did not have free access to the cabinets, the fridge. You could not help yourself to candies and cookies and soda anytime you wanted. But once in a while, if we were well behaved, if the chores were all done, if we were doing good in school, we would all gather in the living room and watch a show together while enjoying a big bowl of popcorn. Usually I got to split a big glass bottle of RC Cola with my brother. And something else that was really special about growing up in the 70s and 80s, once in a while, we got to go on field trips and we had to bring a sack lunch. Field trips were so special to grade schoolers back then. But the lunch was super special. It had items that were not the norm at my house. It contained a sandwich, a small bag of popcorn, a Hostess treat, or maybe even a pudding cup. But there inside that sack was a lukewarm Shasta soda wrapped in tinfoil. Yeah, buddy. We thought we were royalty with these lunches. You could barely sleep the night before just thinking about how very special the day was. And oh, that lunch that was coming. Isn't that what rewards are supposed to feel like? And the feeling has not gone away for me as an adult. When I was a paratrooper and deployed on different operations from around the world, once in a while I get a special package from my parents. It would be a care package with various contents. But the best part was, everything was packed in popcorn. Not just any ordinary popcorn, but popcorn that my mom cooked on a stove from home. Man, you could feel the love. Yeah, the popcorn was stale. And the package sometimes is grease-stained, but it didn't matter. A few weeks back, I received a package, and it was this beautiful tin of wonderful high-end popcorn. Oh, tasty caramel and cheese corn. Man, so good. My family and I were standing around. We had big smiles on our face, and we were laughing. It was a token of friendship. It was a token of compassion, and it was really needed at the time. It was perfect timing. We just all started to shut in due to the virus. I just came off the road. And my wife just lost her job, and the kids were sent home from college. I mean, there was lots of stress and uncertainty. So, how do we know when to reward? What should that reward look like? Do we reward for meeting KPIs? Or should we reward for exceeding KPIs? For me personally, I took that lesson learned from my childhood. If I would have been allowed to have popcorn and soda whenever I wanted, it would not have been a special treat. If we reward too much, it just turns into noise. I also think there's value in personalizing rewards. People like popcorn develop at different rates, and they have different needs. Yeah, you can hear the popcorn popping, and near the end you hear just a few kernels finally pop to a fluffy piece of goodness. And here's some food for thought, pun is definitely intended. How much time and effort do you spend on getting those last few kernels to pop? You really have to think about this, because if you continue to raise the heat, or you continue to extend the time going after those last few kernels that wouldn't pop, you could end up ruining the whole damn batch. Now, this is a good leadership development exercise or a lunch and learn discussion for your team. A lot of good discussion points around rewards training here. I'm popping around a lot, but I also struggle on the opposite end of the scale. Maybe I don't reward enough. It's unfortunate, but sometimes the good things don't always stand out. But isn't it amazing how mistakes do? As leaders, we're used to addressing bad actors, but it's equally important to acknowledge going over and beyond people that really step it up. It's also important to celebrate milestones. Now, over the years, I found there's also a middle ground in all this. I found it to be a win-win, to treat people like they are somebody that can improve, somebody worth investing in. Most don't want pats on the back for every little task. It's meaningless and annoying, and people do not like getting criticized all the time. I found huge value in treating people like they are somebody who can improve. See, a few years back, I had a team that had been meeting their KPI targets for several months. The company purchased everyone on our team various gift cards from food establishments and department stores. I decided to take it upon myself and to raise the expectations and to adjust the KPIs to a higher, more challenging target, but still obtainable. But this would take some effort. For a few months, they did not meet the new targets, and they felt really robbed, and they were missing out on their monthly gift card, so they took it very personal. That reward became an expectation to them. I held a meeting, and I once again explained to them that I knew they had the skill and talent to meet the new KPIs. I raised it on purpose because I really wanted to show them off. I want to show off the team's abilities to the rest of the company and to our customers. Not everybody had buy-in on this, but after about 4 months, things started to click. They met new goals, and they were once again receiving their well-deserved gift cards. But this time, the reward had meaning. I also rented a popcorn cart and brought in sodas. I sat back with a sense of satisfaction and accomplishment. The biggest reward for me is taking my reliability team to the next level. Watching them mature, watching them get promoted to bigger and better things than I could ever give them. That is the ultimate reward. Thank you for listening to
Reliability Road Rash.
And remember to follow us on Facebook, connect with us on LinkedIn, or you can check us out at www.nexusglobal.com.